knife you wanted to sharpen. All right, say if you had a knife you wanted to sharpen, something that you could hold in your hand and sharpen the thing up.
We got one in the kitchen, but I don't know what it is. Right. It's a knife sharpener. The thing you scrape the knife on.
What about a whetstone or a wet rock?
Never heard that.
Okay. What about something larger than that a farmer could put an edge on an axe with? You've probably seen them. Some of them were pedal operated, and you had a big kind of stone turning round and round, and he could place a thing on it like that. Or sometimes it had a handle that you turn.
I don't know.
You ever heard of a grindstone or a ground rock?
I've heard of a grindstone, but I never did know what it was.
Okay. Well.
I'm learning a lot. Okay. This might be good for me.
Say if your car was making a lot of strange noises, had a lot of squeaks in it, you might take it into the service station and ask the attendant to do what to it?
Check it out.
Okay. Or if he had to put something on it to keep it from squeaking, you'd say he did what to it?
He fixed it.
All right, he fixed it. I'm thinking in terms of some kind of lubrication, you know, you could put on there. Let's look at it like this. Say if you were cooking something in the kitchen.
Oh, grease.
Yeah. You'd say you'd do what to the pan? You
grease it.
All right.
Grease it.
Okay. And if you grease it now, yesterday you
greased it.
All right. And if you get that stuff all over your hands
you're
are
greasy.
And if you were at the service station, you might ask the tenant to look up under your hood and check the
oil.
Mm-hmm. What about, you got electric lamps now. Used to, people had,
kerosene.
Yeah. Ever heard kerosene called by any other name? Coal oil?
No.
Haven't heard of that? Okay. Have you ever heard of people making a makeshift lamp or a temporary lamp? Maybe just with a bottle, some kerosene, and something for a wick.
No.
Might use in an emergency. You ever heard of a flambeau?
No.
Okay. Does that word mean anything to you at all? Flambeau?
It's printed on a little box of floating candles I have. You know, the little plastic things that you stick the wick in and put the oil and water in the bottom.
Those are flambeaux?
I guess. Hmm. I guess that's
Might
what they call them.
Okay. You say that, the inside part of the tire that inflates, that's the inner
tube.
Okay. And if you have a new boat and you want to check it out, you take it down the water. And the process of putting the boat in the water, you say you're going to what?
Launch the boat.
Okay. Right. We're talking about boats. What kind of boat, if you just wanted to go out on the lake with a thing with oars, what kind of boat would that be?
A canoe.
Okay. Or any other kind besides canoe? Something that you might fish out of?
It's just a boat.
Just a boat? Okay. What about a rowboat?
Same difference.
As a...
Rowboat's a boat, you know, it's aluminum. Mm. Is that what you're talking about, the aluminum boats?
Mm. Okay. Say if you were going to make a dress or some piece of clothing, you wanted to buy the material for it, you'd take a little square with you to match up, you'd call that a
scrap.
Anything besides that?
A piece.
All right.
Piece of material, a sample of material, yeah, whatever.
What about this adjective? If you see a dress that really appeals to you, you'd say, well, my goodness, that sure is a... What kind of dress?
It depends on what kind of dress it is. You know, if it's elegant, it's nice.
Okay.
If it's sexy, it's a sexy dress, you know.
What about an old...
It's a pretty dress.
Sure, okay. What about the comparative there? This dress is pretty, but I think this one's even...
prettier.
Okay. Something that you would wear around your waist in the kitchen to keep your dress from getting dirty.
An apron.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and this is an ink.
Pen.
And you keep a baby's diaper together with a safety.
Pen.
Mm-hmm.